Blog Talk Radio.
There's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. There's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yes.
Good morning, and welcome to day 17 of the Gratitude Game. This is Natalie Pace, your host, and thank you for joining me. You have almost completed 21 days, and today is your day to shine. Today's mantra is shine. So you're going to be the light in the room. In every room, you're the light. You're the one that's supposed to shine, not in a selfish, hubris, braggadocio way, but in a way of just being present, and you are now emanating light. You've called in divine wisdom. You've asked for your footsteps to be divinely inspired. You're leading with love. You're leading with gratitude. You're forgiving. You're releasing resentment. You're releasing negative feelings and emotions. You're feeling more abundant. All of these things are adding up to you being lighter and being able to shine. So this little light of yours, today is its day to shine. So just have that top of mind. Have that mantra top of mind that everywhere you go, you're going to shine. Now, there's an idea here. So I, you know, over the past 20 years, which I've been so blessed to be in my life's calling, which I love, 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 I've met so many people, and I've watched them transition in and out of chapters of their lives. And many people, they might not be in a job that they love, but they do love maybe the pay, or they like being able to pay their bills. And so they'll justify where they are at work, even if it's really not something they love. It may not even be something that they feel is morally right. But the interesting thing here, so the right answer there might be, like I did when I was out of the moral alignment was out of sync between me and the health insurance company that I told you about back in the day. I'm not saying that they still do that sort of thing, but back in the day, that was something that was happening for the health insurance company that I worked for. It was out of alignment in my moral belief code. And the right answer for me was to not change my morals, and because there wasn't any whistleblower protections back then, or even a way for a whistleblower to blow a whistle, I was booted out, and that was the right answer because it led me to this path that I'm on today. Now, it might not be the right answer for you to just jump out of your livelihood and risk giving up your home and all that sort of thing. So there's a really cool idea that a friend of mine has, which I love, and in fact, I do it. He says, you can work at 9 to 5, but from 5 to 9, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., have it be a passion project. So let yourself shine in the passion project. That's where charity can be really helpful, not just to those that you think you're helping, but to you, yourself. So as an example, you know, for me, the last 20 years, my job, my day job has been financial literacy. My passion project has been sustainability. And more and more and more, I find myself doing more in the area of sustainability. And although that has not yet become, although I think honestly that financial literacy and sustainability are a sacred union for sure. They live together in my house. And I think that if they live together in your house, that you're going to have a lot more wealth and prosperity. And that's something you should know a lot more about. But the truth is that it's still sustainability is more of the passion project and financial literacy is more of the day job. So if you feel like you have a lot more to give or you have a talent that's untapped or you have a latent talent that you don't give enough time to, whether it's something that you do physically, some sort of, athleticism, or whether it's music, or whether it is coaching, or sustainability, or learning more, or education, or speaking a new language, whatever it is, find time. Find time to nurture that part of you that is yearning for a voice, yearning to shine within you. So yeah, show up wherever you are and shine in that role, whatever it is that you're meant to do. But understand that there's a higher calling for you. And chances are, as you lean into the passion projects, and again, it doesn't have to be 4 hours every single night. It could be 1 hour a week, or it could be 1 hour a day. Practicing the piano for 1 hour a day, I got pretty darn good. So one focused hour doing something, you can really get pretty accomplished, especially over time. So shine where you are, but also shine a light down the path of who you want to become. And chances are either that's going to be through your charitable giving or through your passion project. I believe that charity is the best networking. And I believe I already talked to you a little bit about that, but I will talk more about that when I talk about partnerships, which is coming up in another day or two. So this little light of yours, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine today. And shine the light on where your soul is really meant to be shining. And walk in that direction and watch how magic shows up for you and how much your life changes over the next few years. So grateful for you. So grateful that you're on this journey. Please let our office know how you're feeling about this 21-day program. It helps us to get your feedback. Thanks again. And I'm going to go back to Odetta's version of this little light of mine and enjoy it.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. May we know that together. It's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. It's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. It's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, shine everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Right.